Hello, I just thought I'd record a quick audio boo to say welcome to Love Fresh. It's now 5 days since we launched. We're really, really excited by the response we've received. We've got loads of people downloading the app, and I think that all that needs to happen now is for people to realise how simple it is to use and its purpose, and that it isn't a traditional approach to directory and finding. It's all about social, crowd, altruistic sharing of information about your local food. It gives people passing by your town or village an insight into what they could find there. It spreads the word about local food. It encourages us all to go out there and find some, or use the app to find some once we've got lots more data in there. At the moment, it's not the most effective finding tool. It's more a tool to go and find yourself and locate on the app. As we build the data out, we'll introduce tools to make browsing it all a lot easier. We'll have a world sound map. So if you're using audio bites, you'll be able to get a soundscape playback of the food around the world by visiting the web interface and forthcoming iPad app. That'll be a while, the iPad app. We've got lots of work to do, but we've got very clear ideas for what we want it to do and what we want it to look like. And generally, we just want to make it a real pleasure to find out about food around you and tell your food story as well, if you're a producer or a farmer or a stallholder or whatever. You make the check-ins, we'll deal with the noise that arises out of that. So as we scale up and we start to see lots and lots and lots of check-ins coming in, we'll have more methods than just the fresh list and the food list, which is a searchable list, very effective for finding things near to you by type, and the local list, which is a rolling timeline of you know, the activity around you. But we'll introduce further methods than that as we get more data to make it nice and simple and intuitive to browse. I'm going to cut off now because I've got to go out. I've been up working on Love Fresh pretty solidly for a whole week now. Very little sleep since launch. There's been so much going on, but I'm definitely going out now to get up our meat for the week, pick up our meat for the week and cheese and vegetables from the local farmers market at Alsager, which I haven't been to before. There's several farmers markets around here that you can kind of choose from, and it's farmland, so you don't really have to wait till the farmers market. But we're out of food, so I'm going to go to Alsager's Farmers Market, do a few check-ins, hopefully show you how simple they can be to be media-rich. I'm not the best interviewer in the world, but I might record some ambient sound, maybe speak to the odd stallholder, take a couple of photos of things that represent it, and then I think you'll enjoy seeing, and then check them in. And then hopefully that will be enough to have someone open the app in a week's time, see the farmers market there, plan to go there next month, and so the circle of serendipity should, with a bit of luck, begin. So yeah, this weekend, anyone who checks in at a farmers market and posts a photograph with the check-in can win a T-shirt, a Love Fresh T-shirt, limited edition. We'll be doing more runs of this T-shirt, but this is the first ever batch, and so they're organic, cotton, fair trade, fair wear, carbon neutral, apart from the fact that clearly we're going to be sending them out. So if you're in Canada or in America or Kuwait or wherever you are, we've noticed there's people all over the world down at the app, you're eligible. They just might take a little bit longer to get to you and cost a bit more carbon. But we wouldn't want that to stop you having the pleasure of a lovely Love Fresh T-shirt. We will be looking at making them more easily available because they've got some good messages on them. We've got a nice range of four designed. The first one's very plain, but the next three are works of art by our creative director, Matt, and they're really rather splendid. Okay, hope you're enjoying the app. I hope you realise that you can speak up, tell us what you want from the app. We're building this as an entirely new approach, and we've certainly got things to learn. You can teach us a lot of those things by telling us how you would like to be able to use it, or how it's working and how it's not working for you. It's supposed to be a study in simplicity, the app. It's supposed to be something you can pass to your aging grandparent and who's never used a smartphone, and they can have a little play and kind of get the hang with it, of it within seconds. So. We'll see. Okay, have a good one. Cheers.